Let's go to Philippians. I wasn't planning on going there, but let's go to Philippians 2:9. Philippians 2:9. Wherefore, look at what it says now. Because they start out in verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant, being found in the fashion of man. He humbled himself, right, and came obedient unto death, and getting on up to where we're coming. So y'all can just stay right there. Wherefore, God did what? Also, highly what? Exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So it's that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess. Every knee should bow things in heaven, earth, and beneath the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He alone, that's what I want you to get. He carried the highest rank. Hallelujah. And we, the body, think about it now, is we are his body. We makes up his body. He's the head. Hallelujah. And we are the body. So where do we fit in? Where do we come in? Did the head sit over in one corner and the body over in the other one? Or are we one with him? That's why he said, I want you to become God inside minded. That there's nothing on planet Earth. I'm going to say some stuff here tonight. There's nothing on planet Earth when you know who you are can mess with you. But we're still trying to discover who we are because we are allowing other things to try to identify us and locate us and teach us and influence us when he alone should be the only one that we listen to, obey, and yield and pledge our allegiance to. Jesus is Lord. Nothing else, nobody else. Nothing else. He's the one that I hear and obey and move in his command. Not my flesh, not the world, nor sure enough, not the devil. Hallelujah. So he wants us to get this mindset, become God inside minded, that I am who he is. He lives in me. I have access to his authority and power and ability to speak in this earth. And what I say, it obeys because I'm joined to him. And love controls it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I become God inside mine. How did I do that? How did I get there? Whew. See, it says in the very next verse, the 23rd verse, and moving right along. And now we, his church, are his body on the earth. See? He wants you to understand that we are the church, and the church is his body on the earth. Where? On the earth. To be messed over? To let the devil have his way? It's about time God is raising up, getting some revelation to a people on this earth that we're going to rule like we should have been ruling all the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, and now we, his church, are his body on the earth. And that which fills, we're here to fill. See, he said, I'm leaving, but I'm going to send you a comforter. We're here to fulfill what God started to do. We're just going to have to do it anyway. Go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 1:1. King James reads like this. The former treating have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Notice what it said. All that he began both to what? Do and teach. Notice he just began it. He brought forth, he came here and did what God sent him here to do, to raise up a new race of people. And he began to both do it and teach it. But he said, I'm going away, and it's expedient that I go away. You go. Wasn't that the last words that he got rid of? You go. Who was he talking to? His body. Us. You go. Where? In all the world. Not just in Houston. Not just in Calhoun City. Not just around in the backyard. You go into all of the world and you preach this gospel. And you know what will happen? People have got it so distorted. But you know what? There's a remnant. There's a people out there in this earth. We are not the only somebody here in Houston. Don't you think that? Preaching this gospel. Out of all the twisted stuff that's going on, there's some peoples all around this world is preaching this gospel. And you're going to see rise up out of the midst of all this chaos, a people with authority, and we're going to start doing some things and changing some things and bringing some things in order that the people who are captured and held hostage by demonic forces will be set free and delivered. Hallelujah. People that's going to rise up and say, church plan is not a part of our game. Preaching the gospel with the power of God is what we do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Ahead,
this is what we do. This is who we are. This is what we say. This is what we stand for. And we do not compromise. I don't care who said what. This is what he said.
Yeah.
He alone gave the order. And I dare not take an order from an alien. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.